Hey, good morning. It's 8:18. It's your anchor, Cherry Cakes. I think it's a very interesting topic today, but we just got to listening to Up by Jay Valentine. Our topic today is, why are people the way they are? Is it by upbringing, choice, something happened in life? That's our topic today. We'll come back after these next two songs. Enjoy. Again, your host, Cherry Cakes. Looking forward to the conversation. Hey, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the music. We listened to Juicy Fruit. Love is a TKO, Teddy from the Grass. And Grenade Bruno Mars, that's what we were listening to during our break. But our topic today is why people are the way they are. I would like to hear your opinion on it. I have my own opinions on it too. But we might not agree on it. But hey, it's just a topic, you know? So I would like your insight, because throughout life and growing up, you run into all different kinds of people and walks of life, and no two people are the same. That's why they say if we were all the same, then there would be no difference. That's the uniqueness of it. But some people are nice, some people are buttholes, some people fake the funk. They do a lot, but you know, it's just the way they are. But it's the reason why the way they are that way. I always say it's circumstances in life that has changed them like that, because dramatic circumstances can change a person's whole outlook on the world in general, you know? Some people have just been getting shitted on from birth, and they got the case of the fuck it. But of course, it doesn't say in the Bible, doing to others as you would like them doing to you. But how many people really follow that? Not too many. It's a dying breed. But hey, it is what it is. Can't really change it. But all you can do is try not to let that person have that much of an impact on your life and your day-to-day shit. You know, so. I would like to hear your views, and if you have any, send me a message. I'll read them and I'll answer them too. Like I said, I have a lot of topics, and my views go very wide, and that's the thing about this. You have to have an open mind. You can't just be closed-minded in one track and focus on one thing, because there's so much stuff going on in the world. You can't just focus on one thing. But what I've noticed about the world, that common courtesy has went out the window. Someone bumps into you, they don't say excuse me. You ask for directions, nobody want to help you. You know, it's like, where has it gone? It's like, you could tell how a person is by how they were raised, the values and morals that were instilled in them from birth. Some people don't have none. Some people sweep them under the rug, and some people just fake it, you know? It's something about it, because everybody's missing something out of their life that made them that way. Me, I'm where I am. My mom was a single parent, so that was like a... That was me on the outside looking in, and I guess that's why I'm the way I am, because I decided when I was a kid I wasn't gonna take no shit. That's the way it is. I mean, I seen my mom go through a lot, so when you see your parents go through certain stuff as a kid, you already have it determined in your mind that you're not gonna go through that at any cost. But somewhere down the line, you do have to experience that to make you realize that your life is good, you know? So, Hey, but it's up to us not to take on that characteristic of being the bitch or the bully or the user or the thief, the liar, you know? That, though, it's a lot of categories that go with that. And people don't even know what they're doing to themselves. You could be killing off the light within inside of you, and you don't even know it. And you're becoming a horrible person. And you don't know it, or you're unconsciously doing shit, and you don't know it. But you need to pay attention when someone brings it to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Well, that's my opinion on it. But I would like to have your opinion and your outlook. And like I said, I keep saying it, no subject is taboo, because we as a people should be able to talk about anything without someone getting upset. I mean, that's the thing about the Constitution. We have the right to speak our mind and voice our opinion. If that was the case, we'll be looking at fake news all the time, right? Donald Trump time. Like, for real. But it's all about keeping it 100, you know? You gotta be real with yourself. I mean, what kind of person are you? I wanna know. Send me a little message. Just tell me what type of person you are and how you became that way. And you don't have to sugarcoat or lie, because I could tell you about me as well as you could tell me about you. Alright, we're finna take a break and get into some more music. This is Cherry Cakes, coming to you at 8:33 in the morning. I hope you're up and getting ready. Get them kids out of the bed, send them to school. We're finna listen to some music and enjoy while you're getting ready to start your day. Welcome back. We just got through listening to Word Up Cameo. I Just Can't Stand It, The Ultimates. And Peaceful by Al Johnson. Those are some good songs. They're old school. I kind of went way back. I grew up on it. But yeah, our topic today was why people are the way they are. You know, I gave my little opinion on it. I would like to hear yours and anything else you have to say. I'm always open-minded for new suggestions and everything else that comes with. We're gonna end this segment out with some more old school, and my next segment I'm gonna be looking for a co-host, to someone who knows how to do a friendly debate. And you know, it's all about the debate and the facts and the points. That's what matter, proving the fact and the point. So hopefully in my next I'll probably say my next 3 to 2 episodes, I should have me a co-host. And I don't know, I kind of have some ideas about that too. But like I said, you can send me in your opinions and what comes with it, and I will answer. We'll have a discussion and we'll go from there. But my next discussion, I want to talk about DCFS and what they consider corporal punishment for kids, and how much they give kids too much power. I hope you tune in. It's gonna be a very great discussion, because I have views, I have points, facts, and some of it's ridiculous, you know? But I'm gonna leave y'all out with a nice song, something positive. Y'all have a great day. Don't let no one protect your day but you.